this is a great idea. A small business lottery. Brian Garetta is the owner of S&T Provisions, which is over by 111th Street in the southwest side of the city of Chicago. And Brian, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. All right. You got a bunch of businesses participating here in this lottery. Explain how it works and where is the money going?
Hi, Ro. Well, thanks. First of all, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. So obviously, small businesses are getting crushed right now. And a lot of my friends and peers are wondering if they're even going to be able to stay open over the next quarter. So we got 30 businesses together, and they all put in a $300 gift certificate to their establishment. The gift certificate is not redeemable until January of 2021. What that's going to allow us to do is raise capital for them up front right now without putting any additional financial burden on them right now.
Right.
So we've got a $9,000 prize pool. And we started a citywide raffle, right? So all these establishments, yes, they're in the Mount Greenwood, Beverly, Evergreen, Oak Lawn, Elsip area. But they're just amazing establishments, great businesses. And it's a $10 ticket. They're bought at www.smallbusinesslottery.com. And the drawing is going to go on April 26th. So we've been open since Saturday, April 4th through Sunday, April 26th. And there's going to be two winners pulled on Sunday the 26th. And you will receive 15 $300 gift certificates to local places that you already know and love that we go to all the time. So we encourage everyone to purchase generously and to keep these businesses open. Because right now, we're just looking to keep their employees employed and to keep their doors open.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a great idea. And it's a good way to do it, too, to do it in business cards or gift cards, if you will, because the gift card can then be used. Or even there are websites that you can go sell gift cards on, too, as long as they're not used before. Again, you have a provision on that they're not going to be used until January of 2021 for obvious reasons, because they want to keep the business's cash flow moving here, which is critically important. Let's talk about the website, though. Smallbusinesslottery.com. Is that just for this lottery, or are there a bunch of different lotteries on that website?
No, that's just for this one. It's a website that we built out, and so they can go there and they can read up on the exact businesses that are involved, exactly kind of where our heart's at and what we're doing, and then they can just purchase right from that website. So, yeah.
Got it. And which is your business?
So S&T Provisions. It's an Italian deli and a special grocery, Italian grocery. It's on 111th and Pulaski in Mount Greenwood, far south side. We're actually not one of the participating businesses. We are hosting, we're marketing, and we're running the event along with the other 30. But we're still fully open and fully functional, and so we're not actually taking a cut of the money.
Got
so
it.
The way it's going to work is we're raising the capital. Well, we all are. And then it's simply going to be split 30 ways. We're number 31. What we're doing is we're offering anybody who orders 10 tickets at a time, they're going to get a free pizza setup from us, compliments of S&T Provisions. And that's just kind of our way to sweeten the pot a little bit. And
right.
So that's our involvement. We're just really excited to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah, it's really admirable. That's a great thing. So, all right, people want to do this. These are primarily businesses, as you mentioned, in the Beverly, Mount Greenwood, Alsip, Elmwood Park. No, I'm sorry, not Elmwood Park. Evergreen Park. That would be different. That'd be a big run, I think, for people.
Yeah, right.
Evergreen
Park. Yeah, we had to cast the net a little small.
Yeah, so this is the southwest side, southwest suburbs, and as smallbusinesslottery.com. If you go to that website, you'll see where all these people are and what businesses are being. I'm immediately going to give you $100 for this. I'm going to buy 10 tickets or $10 a piece, because a $300 gift card to Cork and Carry goes a long way for me.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed that they are on the list right here. So, as well as Barocco's, which is great. All these are all great. These are, everybody who's lives down in the southwest side, they know about all of these different places. Plus, another interesting piece of this, too, is, and I suggest that other people think about this, and maybe they can reach out to you. There are other business communities that are thinking about this, or business organizations are doing this, because it's a great idea. The things we forget about are boutiques, hair salons, barber shops, places like that that are getting crushed here too. We do think about the, you know, you think about the small businesses, small stores, but some stores are able to stay open, like hardware stores and things like that, and food stores are able to stay open, and restaurants can stay open if they, you know, do the no contact delivery or the pickup or whatever it is. But these are things that really, really do need, including also there's a small gas station there, Keene, which is, you know, people in the neighborhood, they know about. So that's a thing. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, Brian Garetta.
Oh, thank you.
We smallbusinesslottery.com if you want to take part in this. Really, really cool thing. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.